This is Agriculture Today. And next up, news on a very important development in the form of stored grain insect control, and it's been backed up by research at Kansas State University's Grain Science and Industry Department. Over from that department is stored grain researcher Badr Aja Subramaniam, and we know him as Dr. Subi here on campus. He's been working with a compound that really looks terrific as far as insect control in bin. It's called, Dr. Subi, spinosad, and it's been the focus of your research for some time, has it not?
Right. Yeah, Eric, first let me say thank you for the invitation to come on the program. And for all the listeners out there who just want to convey their feelings too, that they enjoy listening to your radio show, and you do bring a lot of great news that they could put into practice.
Thank you. You're very kind. Tell us what this compound is. Spinosad is the commercial name.
Spinosad is the commercial name. It's a bacterial pesticide. It's called a reduced-risk pesticide, and it's manufactured by Dow AgroSciences. And this pesticide is registered in over 60 countries, and it's used on over 250 different crops. But it's not registered for use on grain. So I started working with it since 1997 while I was still at University of Minnesota. And when I came here in 1999, wrote a couple of proposals, and the Kansas Wheat Commission supported my work to test this product on different classes of wheat, and we found this product to be extremely effective at one part per million on several stored grain insects, especially the ones that are more damaging to our stored wheat, such as the lesser grain borer.
Well, talk about the results. They've been nothing short of astounding, but this is an important product in light of the fact that many stored grain insect control products are going by the wayside or have gone by the wayside by statute.
Well, besides the 1996 Food Quality Protection Act that places an uncertain future on a lot of these grain protectants that we have registered, such as malathion and Raldan is for wheat and Actellic for corn and grain sorghum, typically, some of these insecticides have been used for a long time. Malathion has been registered used since 1958. Mm-hmm. And the Actellic and Raldan, fairly recent products, been used since mid-80s. And they're affecting a lot of insects, but also, as you know, insects can develop resistance if these products are used on a continual basis. And there are several species of insects in grain that have shown resistance to Actellic and Raldan. For example, if you take stored wheat, lesser grain borer, your number one pest in all wheat growing regions of Kansas and the United States and the world is difficult to kill with Raldan, and the label states that. And even if you look at Actellic label for use on corn and sorghum, it clearly states that it does not control lesser grain borer. It says it suppresses, which means that mm-hmm. they recognize that it's not going to take care of it. And so we're fortunate to find that spinosad at one part per million, even at one-tenth part per million, is completely killing lesser grain borers. When we apply to a grain or when we apply to any surfaces, too, when on concrete and things like that. So we're very excited about the results. And in addition to lesser grain borer, we have tested on other stored grain insects as well, and its spinosad is controlling close to 8 to 10 different insect species, some which are resistant to traditionally used pesticides.
Now, you've confirmed this performance not only in laboratory tests, but you've taken this to the countryside, literally in on-farm situations.
Absolutely, and where we start is initially under the lab setting, under controlled conditions, to see if it shows promise. Then we took it to some pilot-scale 55-gallon drums, and then from there we took them to 1,000-bushel bins. And last year we completed a full-fledged study on 3 Kansas farms, one in Colby, one in Abilene, one in Morganville near Clay Center. And the results are spectacular. And even in all the spinosad-treated bins at one part per million, we have found no live insects at all. Or if we did find live insects, there are fewer, one or two, compared to what we found in the untreated grain bins.
Virtually 100% controlled.
In most cases, especially for lesser grain borers, it's spinosad is less effective on red flower beetles and sawtooth grain beetle adults, but the larvae are extremely susceptible. So if you apply it to your grain, you may find some adults surviving, but the populations will not grow in such treated grain.
There are other attributes to this product, you say, that have been, again, pointed out in the research. It's a very stable product.
It's under field conditions, spinosad is known to degrade within a week to 2 weeks when it's exposed to sunlight. UV radiation breaks it down. But under grain stored grain conditions, where the grain is stored in bins or in enclosures where it's cut off from the UV radiation, you find very little degradation. It's about 10 to 15% degradation after 12 months. And so it's very stable, and we have shown both through residue data and also through insect bioassays that the activity against the insect is still not lost, even though there's some decline in activity over time.
That's remarkable. I have to ask you, because it appears to be the answer, is it cost-effective?
It's at one part per million. The company that's marketing it, two companies are going to be marketing it. One is Gustafson out of Texas, and the other one is AgriAlliance out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And at the one part per million, it is cost competitive with the existing products such as Raldan and Actellic.
So it's the best of all worlds, it sounds, for those who are dealing with lesser grain borer in bin habitually, quite effective against several other pests. Your work has been with wheat in storage primarily. Other grains, is it equally effective?
We have done a lot of laboratory tests on corn. We have done a lot of laboratory tests on sunflower seeds. And we have collaborators we're working with in other states that are evaluating under field conditions on corn and peanuts and barley and rice. And so there's we were the first ones to start the work. Mm-hmm. And then we got the ball rolling, and we have the companies that are manufacturing and formulating this product interested. And so it's a multi-state project, and it's also a global project right now. Other countries are also testing this on behalf of various companies, so there's been a flurry of activity, and looks like this product will get registration according to EPA in the third quarter, which puts us into September or October of 2004. But the company Dow AgroSciences that manufactures spinosad is planning to get this product registered so that growers could use it in July. And if that does not happen, I'm working with a lot of the commodity organizations, Kansas Wheat Commission, National Grain and Feed, and other associations to write letters of support to get what we call as a special local need, or Section 24C, so that it'll be available for growers to use this season.
Have to ask you, though, because Mother Nature has her own wiles, and insects seemingly have an ability, over the long pull anyway, to develop resistance against just about anything. Is that an eventuality with spinosad?
As with any compound, insects are so resilient, they always find ways to develop resistance. And what we're planning to do right now is we're doing a lot of grower surveys, we're doing a lot of focus group meetings, and the idea is to develop some product stewardship programs, which would entail not using this product year in, year out, but mix and match with some other products that we currently have. For example, in October 2002, we have a product registered on grains called Storicide, which is currently used only for seed treatments, but Gustafson Company has plans to bring another product called Storicide 2, which may be available for growers to use. There's Diacon 2, another growth regulator that's been registered for use on grain. Excellent product to use if you're storing grain for 6 months to a year, and does a fantastic job in controlling insects that are resistant to a lot of other products. And a lot of work was done in Australia, and it's a very, very good product. The only thing with that product is the cost. But it would be something that people can mix and match, and when they follow integrated pest management strategies, when they rotate pesticides that they currently have, I think they can delay onset of resistance and prolong the life of spinosad, and hopefully that should fit into this product stewardship program we're talking about, and there needs to be a lot of education and awareness about these issues so the growers do the right thing.
That's one of your main messages here for producers, not to lose sight of integrated pest control approaches, and don't abandon such things as grain conditioning, aeration, as part of that mix.
Absolutely, and insect monitoring, temperature monitoring. I think it's very important to use pest management strategies, like you said, Eric, and that includes bin sanitation prior to storage of grain and grain cleaning, which is important. I think pesticides work better on clean grain than on unclean grain, because a lot of the residue will end up in the fine fractions. You know, removing a core from center, removing the spout line once they load the bin, leveling the grain bin, and using fumigants, again, as a last resort. But if people follow all those practices religiously, including using aeration, I think we can really extend the shelf life of some of these products. Mm-hmm. And it may be available for growers shortly. And once they start using it, keep some of these concepts in mind so they could have this for the next 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. At the same time, in defense of some of the existing products, please don't abandon those. And that's not the message I want to convey to the producers. The products that we currently have work well, And like Spinoza said, every product has its own limitations. So I think recognizing what a product can or cannot do, we need to mix and match things and rotate products so we could utilize the products we currently have for the foreseeable future.
Duly advised. Dr. Subi, thanks for enlightening us.
Thanks, Eric.
He's a stored grain researcher at Kansas State University's Grain Science and Industry Department. Badraja Subramaniam, he's known as Dr. Subi here on campus, and letting us know about a compound which may be the next great breakthrough in controlling the lesser grain borer and other grain insects in bin. It's called spinosad. You've heard about it here on this part of Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.